Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hi, everybody. Listening to The Thing Is. I'm Shannon. Thanks for coming back to join us.
Do you like ghosts and ghosts? Do you have fights and fights and? Do you have bad day dates? Do you like ghosts and ghosts?
Oh, the thing is. Oh, oh. The thing is. Oh, oh. The thing is. Oh, oh.
Hey guys, this is Shannon. You're listening to The Thing Is. Thanks for coming back to join us. I'm here as always with my hilarious co-host, comedian Mike Figgs.
What's up, Shani? We survived another day.
Barely.
Barely hanging in there.
Barely survived.
Barely hanging in there.
Oh, my glasses. Can someone grab them from my bag? They're in my, they're just like the case in the bag. So sorry, everybody. We're going to get into it. We're going to recap our power, our episode. We're going to get all into it. But joining us today, it is comedian and host of The Jake Silberman Show and Hard Man Soft Boy podcast, Jake Silberman. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Jake.
Thank you guys for having me.
Thanks for being here. Is this your first time in the Gas Digital studio?
It is not. I've done a couple podcasts here.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
I'm sorry everyone has to look at me without my glasses on.
Did they give you kratom when you walked in? Every guest gets a little kratom bump.
Wow.
There is a lot of kratom. There is a lot here.
What does kratom do?
It's only one way to find out, Jake.
Is it a smoke? Is it a bump? You do a bump?
It's anything you want it to be, baby boy.
It's anything?
It's that there's like capsules and powders.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And your kratom
people are really doing bumps, though?
Oh, I don't know that I've seen anyone snort it.
No, I've never seen anyone.
I've seen Mark Random though, just like eat the powder.
Yeah, it's gross. It looks like crushed green tea. Like,
right.
It's like a dust.
How does it make you feel?
I don't know. It made me feel like I had a hole in my chest.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I say real quick? I'm realizing as I'm trying to clean my glasses, and I'm trying to think of what are the specs of stuff, and I know what the specs are.
Wow,
it's White Claw from Louis J. Gomez spitting all over me.
You haven't washed your glasses since.
I only wear them on camera.
Oh, they're not real prescription.
So I got them during the pandemic because they have like the coating for when you're staring at a computer for so long.
The blue light joints.
Yeah, whatever that is. And then now I use them to cover the bags under my eyes on camera.
Stop it.
So that is the purpose, but they're covered in White Claw.
I guess.
Yes. Yes, they protected my eyes from the spit.
That's good.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, you guys, at that point in the episode, you guys were gone.
That was like 20 minutes into the episode.
Yeah, you guys were gone fast.
That's not what happened. There was no drunkenness at that
point. I
blacked
out. I don't know what the fuck happened.
Okay, for the listeners, if you don't know, for subscribers only, we have exclusive content now. And so it's only behind the paywall, gasdigital.com, promo code TTI. We're going to be doing this once a month, and we're going to try to hold it once a month and not do more than that. But it's Figgs and I, and then we pick a comedian, and they come in, and then we do a power hour, which is a shot of beer or White Claw or whatever, once a minute for an hour.
Never an hour. That's the first bad part. That's why we had issues, because it went past the hour.
Yeah, so I am initiating new rules.
Okay.
There will be new rules for the next one.
Okay.
First rule is that it is unfair for me to be drinking the same amount as men that are double my size. So, I need a different size
shot
glass.
Get a pink hat. You know, wear a little pink hat.
No, I need a different size shot glass or something. So that's the first thing. I need a smaller shot glass.
Maybe one every other minute.
I feel like it might be hard to keep track with the timers and stuff that way.
Yeah.
But if I just have my shot glass be half the size of theirs, that eliminates that problem.
Right.
The second one is I told Jorge that he has the right to do this. That at 60 minutes, an alarm goes off, and he and Harrington come in and remove the alcohol from the studio.
I like that.
So those are the two new rules that we're implementing for the next power hour.
What do you guys, what's after an hour, how many drinks do you think it, I mean, because I don't know, like a little shot, what do you think that is? Would you guys clear in an hour?
So we did almost an hour and a half.
Okay. Drinking the whole time?
Yes. Every minute, Jesus. Once a minute. So that's 90 ounces.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right?
You're doing an, I don't know. You're doing an ounce.
So, okay. Roughly. So sometimes like we're laughing and like, you pour maybe this much, then that much.
You guys did two cases of White Claws.
We did two cases
between three of you.
Yeah, yeah.
And was it 24 White Claws? Right.
Is it?
Oh,
yeah.
48. Yeah. You guys are putting it down.
No, no, no. 20. No. 24. 12 and 12.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 48.
I was like, dude. White Claw. I was like, all right. Okay. Damn.
Oh, boy.
And it was a wild episode. It was probably the most, it was by far the most fun Power Hour. Every Power Hour was amazing. But that one was just wild.
It was fun. It was craziness. There were, oh, here's one more thing I'm going to say. So what we did was, early in the episode, Lewis and Figs talked me into, Lewis had his shoes and socks off immediately. So they talked me into showing my foot on camera. And I said, okay, I will do it, but I'll never do it again if any fans screenshot it and post it. Within a second of it airing, they screenshot it and post it. And it's the name of the listener is Spectra. Spectra something.
Spectra, why would you do that?
No, but it will never happen again. Good job, what's
you
the good job? It's never going to happen ever again.
Yeah, that Spectra.
How was that a good job?
Wow.
And it also Spectra. that won't escalate into anything else because now I know I can't trust you guys, and so it's just it'll never happen again. And
the gas digital subscribers, you can't trust them. That's crazy. I mean, you can't trust these guys.
Wait, what?
With feet, it's, with women's feet, you can't trust these guys. That's
cutting
amazing.
Cutting their nose to spite their face, because when we have a chick come in and do the Power Hour with us, she will also not show her feet.
Unless so, I'm able to persuade.
No, I won't allow it because they ruined it.
It's feet are having a moment, I guess. Why did feet come around? I don't know.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah,
you're a foot guy,
big time foot guy, and that wasn't one of my burner accounts that took a screenshot of that. Okay, let's just get that out there.
You got to see it live in person.
Yeah, I fell on it. Yeah. But we were so drunk, I stumbled on her foot. I think. Well, you could see that people want to see your foot, right? That doesn't make any sense, but it alarmed everyone, right? And people took photos right away. So that just proves my point that we have to get the foot cam. People want to see your feet.
If you can set up some type of like Venmo for the feet, I feel
one person is going to see it and share it with everybody else. So it's not worth it.
Imagine if you showed your foot, right? And no one screenshotted it, right? And I'm over here like, we got to get a foot cam. We'll make more money, all this stuff. And nobody's really cared about it. You had enough for 1 second and some guy couldn't control himself and he fucking snapped it.
Yeah, even if someone's snapping, enough guys will be like, willing to pay for the feet, I think. They want to worship you and serve your little toes.
Oh, God, Jake, you're the man.
So when did you get into feet? Like, you've been into feet the whole time?
I think I've liked feet for a long time.
So when you're out on the street in the summer, are you just, like, losing your mind?
No, but if I'm in a place, you know, I have my wife, so my lady, I like when
this
she...
This is the best, though.
Yeah, yeah.
You got a wife and feet? I mean... Because usually you're trying to not look
normally
at this.
Normally you have a wife without feet.
So here's the thing.
That would be your nightmare. You can't date a Vietnam vet,
boy.
Dude.
Jesus, Lord of mercy.
No!
Like, if I'm outside and it's summertime and there's a girl walking around with sneakers and there's a girl walking around with, like, high heels and you see her toes and she could be beautiful, the first thing I look at is the feet and then work my way up. You know what I mean? Like,
that's
be like,
great
tits.
Because your wife can never catch you. Like, I was just looking at the ground.
Looking at the ground, babe. Be careful. There's dog shit.
Yeah, there's dog shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Or then you do the thing, it's like, oh, look at that girl's shoes. They're nice, right? That stupid thing guys do.
Yeah. Or I'll be like, I'm going to buy those shoes for my girl. I'm like, babe, I saw these shoes on a catalog.
Does your lady have nice feet?
Catalog. Beautiful feet. I mean, she's got big ass Dominican feet. I love it. She'd climb a tree with her foot.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but they look beautiful. But they're like perfectly aligned and nice. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I like a girl with big feet.
Big feet.
Amazon. Yes, Shannon had like tight little feet, and that's not my thing. Beautiful feet, but it's not like, you know.
You're a size king?
I'm a size king.
You're
for sure. I'm like little ass petite feet. Yeah. I like big ass.
You want some WNBA floppers.
Yeah,
dude.
I want her feet to look like Shaq's feet.
Yeah. Just a big old thing.
It sounds like this.
Yeah, yeah. Good stuff.
I bet you.
Perfectly normal.
Are any screenshots happening right now in the chat? Have they since we've talked about this? No?
No, only one of Lewis and Figs.
Wow, look at that. Maybe you guys are redeeming yourself. Is Spectra in the live chat?
It just goes to show that people want your feet, Shannon.
Imagine they can redeem themselves.
You know what? I'm very surprised that you guys didn't blur out your feet. You should have blurred it out.
So it was because like that was like the purpose of this is behind a paywall
I gotcha.
This is for this group of people.
That makes sense.
Yeah. This is the only one that they've been posting is.
No, yeah.
Bro, that's so good. Yeah, at one point, he was like, Figs. I was like, you're my good friend. You work hard. I was like, I'll, you know, give you a nice massage. Nothing gay. Nothing gay.
Yeah, this is one during
nothing
one of my
gay. Nothing gay, Lewis. There's nothing gay about this.
I was hitting his feet like they do in Thailand. I was hitting the pressure points.
This is during one of my vomit scares, which, for the record, I never did throw up.
Yes. Oh,
but
solidarity.
It really came over me so hard a couple of times. I really thought it was going to happen, and it never happened. Even when I got home, It just wouldn't, and I wanted to. When I get home, I'm like, get it out. And it just wouldn't, my body did not want to get rid of it.
Did you eat before that podcast?
So that's part of it. I had breakfast that morning, but then that was it. So that was like a problem.
That was the most I've never seen you that smashed.
I am drinking the same amount.
Yeah, that's crazy.
As two big guys.
Do you think we drank more that Power Hour compared to the other ones?
Yeah. Well, first of all, who knows however the contents of this shot glass is.
Yeah. It was a big
It's a big shot glass. Yeah, yeah. And then we went about an hour and a half.
Yeah. You were like, everybody
you
was smashed.
You hung in there, though.
I barely. I feel like there is a lot of different paths that I could have died on my way home.
Yeah.
It was very possible.
Wait,
I could
you
have
didn't
not
take
lived.
An Uber?
I did take an Uber.
Okay.
I did take
taking
an Uber.
The fucking train home?
That would have been
I gotta get to the A train.
On the train, I'm like, I trust you guys.
Yeah.
But yeah. And then the other part of the Power Hour is the $200
mystery. $200
mystery. So early in the episode, what I said, what I wanted to do for future episodes was we have a breathalyzer, which I feel like would be a fun thing to check in as the episode goes.
Oh, of course. That'd be great.
And then also if someone's driving at the end, which hopefully they wouldn't. And who knows if our last guest did or not. No one knows. But and so Lewis at that point, he's like, oh, how much do they cost? I was like, about $160. And that's for like a really good one. There's obviously cheaper ones out there. So Lewis took out $200 bills from his pocket and put them on the table. I was like, oh,
wow,
my goodness gracious. Lewis is giving money.
Hell
it's
yeah.
a lot to get money out of Lewis. So whatever. That happens. The next day. So now about 40 minutes into this, when I rewatch it, I have no memory of what's happening. Usually in our Power Hours, it's about halfway through. No one remembers anything from there on. And so I text Harrington the next morning. I was like, do you know who has the $200? And he's like, Harrington doesn't know. And then I was checking with Jorge. I was checking with Figs. I'm like, I don't have the $200. Maybe Lewis took it back. So the next morning, I saw Lewis. And I said, do you have the $200? And he said, no. He's like, I put it back in my pocket for a second. Then I put it back on the table. And whatever. So then Lewis and I are like, let's watch the video back.
Yeah.
So we watch the video and we do see the moment. Lewis puts it in his pocket, takes it back out, puts it on the table. And then a couple of minutes later, Figs takes one of them and puts it in his pocket.
So like we're all like, you know, acting silly. And I'm like, yeah. And I put it in my pocket.
Got to pay for those feet picks.
But
somehow.
Then I take it right back out.
Never happened.
I don't take it out right away.
I can. Do
and
you
then
have
do it?
It
again?
No. It stayed in your pocket until the end of the episode.
Oh, okay.
But you don't know where it is.
I have no idea. I remember.
Okay, so here.
Okay, I'm like,
And so,
wow, dude, that was slick. That was slick. They don't even know.
No one acknowledged
dude,
it.
Dude, you open. This is Ocean's 11. Dude. You just. Yeah, that's not coming out.
That hundo is not coming out, dude.
And in that moment, Lewis was just threatening to hit me, by the way, in that moment that happened.
Oh my gosh.
Now you can see from here on, you see that one, there's one bill there.
It's crumpled.
And if you can just scan through to the end of the episode, you'll see that it remains that one bill to the end of the episode.
Okay.
Oh, there. We went
to
Jamaica.
We were in Jamaica.
We came back.
All right.
So that's it. So there's that. So then, so I'm asking everybody, Lewis, he's saying no, but then again, who knows who remembers what? Between the three of us, our memories cannot not necessarily be trusted. So I'm going by Jorge, by Harrington. And so I was like, I'm going to check my stuff again when I get home. And so I check in my dryer and I have one of the $100 bills, which is the remaining one on the table. Because Jorge said he remembers taking it out, giving it to one of us, didn't remember who. So I have it. But the other one is missing.
But we know who has it.
So no.
He says
so
no.
I don't have it. So what I remember doing, there's two things I remember. I remember grabbing it and putting it in my pocket, right? And I wanted people to notice, but no one noticed. So then I took it back out. And I wanted to do it again. I have something in my head about like, I remember like doing that again. Like, I'm going to take the money.
Yeah.
Whatever. And then I remember me and Jorge talking, laughing, and Jorge was taking away cans. And I got up to like fix my stuff and I threw the money away and I threw it back on the table and I started putting cans of Jorge. That's all I remember.
Jorge, do you remember this happening?
I'm sitting on the couch. You were there with the cans. I said something to you, and in that moment, I was going through my shit, and I threw it on the table.
I don't know if that was the remaining 100, and Shannon took the 100 that Shannon had is the one from the table, and then, I don't know. There's a lot of moving pieces that are going on around here.
Well, this is what I told Shannon. I said, I did touch the 100. We were all drunk. We were all acting wild. I'm glad you found the 100. The 100 that I touched, if I threw it and it fucking got lost or whatever, I'll fucking pay it back. Give me till Friday. I get paid Friday. No. Olive Garden deposits the money on Friday, and I'll get my...
A lot of breadsticks you got to push for that hundo, dude. Jesus.
A lot of breadsticks. Yeah, because it wasn't in my pants, and if it wasn't my pants and it got lost here, or when I threw it on the table, if it got mixed up, whatever, I feel 50% responsible for that.
Did you change your clothes before you went to work?
No.
So then you're at work for an entire night in your clothes.
Wait, you worked after that?
I worked after that, and I kept drinking all night.
Olive Garden.
I work at the Olive Garden.
We're at the Olive Garden.
I work at a restaurant.
At a restaurant.
Like that, yeah.
You know.
So I'm at a restaurant.
So you're blackout drunk?
And I wasn't. Listen, man, I have a problem.
Okay.
I have a problem. I was the fattest I've ever been, and I could handle it.
Stored away somewhere while you were sweating.
Like, oh my God! I imagine.
Pulling. Yeah.
No, I kept drinking. I kept riding the fucking wave that
what
night.
What was the window between stopping drinking and starting to work?
So
this is amazing.
Yeah, dude. It's. I feel like I got drunker past power hours. For whatever reason, this power hour, like, I was feeling good. And I think it's because I had a heavy meal right before the episode.
I think that coded me.
You committed the crime of the century.
And I stole something, so I was nervous.
That was killing the fucking... Yeah, I was like, you're talking to a cop. You're like, dude, I gotta sweat this out.
The adrenaline cancels it out. Do you handle money at work?
I do.
So it's possible that it could have been mixed up in the night.
I mean, I would have known. I would have. The next morning, I would have known how much money I made. If there was an extra $100, I would have known, like, based off my sales and everything. Like, I would have known. That $100 did not leave this place with me. Like, it was not in my possession.
There's got to be some restaurant footage of you giving it to a woman with a nice foot. You're like, let me see the foot. See the damn foot.
Putting hundreds, flossing them between the toes. I don't know. But I honestly think that I threw it and it got lost. I think two things. I threw it and I got lost, or I threw it and that's the 100 that you got and Lewis has the other 100, or something happened to the other 100.
According to the evidence.
Lewis said he put it back in his pocket.
No, this is like the JFK footage. That you got.
According to the evidence and Occam's razor, what makes sense is, just by the footage, because you keep saying that you took it back out of your pocket, but that didn't happen on the video.
Okay. Yeah.
So during the episode, one is in your pocket, one is on the table. Jorge said he took the one on the table and gave it to one of us.
Yeah.
I have one of them. So it only makes sense that I have that one. Yeah. And the other one is the one that's missing. Okay. But there is time after we stopped recording where we were hanging out here with other people.
Yeah.
And Jorge was saying that he heard, like, you said it, right, Jorge? That you heard, like, conversations about us talking about money. So it could have switched hands again. But nobody knows. So it's a mystery. I don't want you to... this isn't about getting it from you.
Yeah.
It's just about finding out what the hell happened to it. And we're never going to know. It's a mystery.
You sell one feet pick, you get that $100.
You get the $100 back.
Come on.
I'm just going to buy a cheaper...
How about this?
With $100.
How about we go half and half on the breathalyzer? The money was going to go to the breathalyzer. It'll make me feel less guilty.
Because if it wasn't you, though, then it doesn't make sense.
It wasn't me. But it was us that got drunk and lost the money.
No, I didn't lose anything. I have my $100.
Your $100 in the dryer machine was in your washer dryer.
Yes, in my house. I have it. It's in my wallet right now.
Okay. I don't know. It was fun. It was fun, and I don't mind. I don't know. It was fun, and I don't mind going half. It was something for the show. You know, I don't. So in my head, I'm like, if you're going to use the $100 for something else, then I don't want any part of it.
No, I'm going to use the $100 for what it was meant to be. No, this is what it was for.
Lewis is rich.
No, but he's not to get anything else out of him is going to be impossible. Yes, Harrington.
What if our original plan was to get the ad sales team involved and get it sponsored? If we can do that, can we have a pizza party with that $100?
Sure. I'm going to leave it in my pocket.
What are we, in a second grade? I love it. Let's get cupcakes, too.
Hey, guys, you're not getting a bonus this year, but pizza's on the house, baby.
I'm okay with that. I'm going to leave it in my wallet, and then it can stay there until
when you buy the breathalyzer, I got half.
I'm just going to get a cheaper breathalyzer and just use the $100 for it, unless Tom takes care of it with an ad. Which I can't imagine who is going
to sponsor. Why are we sponsored by Feet Finders? Why? We have to make a collage and send it to them going, oh, we like feet here. And then you going like, no, I don't like feet. And they're going to like that. That makes guys horny.
Weren't they here for a little? It wasn't Feet Finders. It was another one. We had one for a little while.
I think I remember. It was like dancefoot.com. No,
it was
bad.
My Feet Finder.
It was Feet Finder?
Yeah. Oh, it was? Okay.
Yeah, they were on for a little bit.
What are they? Feet Finder? It's a... what it sounds like?
Yeah, but it's like celebrities and stuff. It's like,
so it's just like TMZ photos or something?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
God, I love the internet.
You put like Sydney Sweeney and you get one of her feet like coming out the limo.
I think,
veiny and bony and shit.
Don't show me those titties. Let me see the damn feet, woman.
Get those titties out.
It's like a mixture of Wiki Feet and OnlyFans where you like you could submit your own feet.
Oh, okay. Thank God you could submit your own feet.
Yeah, I think it's Wiki Feet that Ralph's feet is on, not Feet Finder.
People,
Wiki Feet.
Oh, Wiki Feet. Yeah. Okay. I thought there was a paywall for his feet.
Damn.
All right.
But well, anyways, welcome to our world, yes. My friend.
Yeah.
So there's that recap. So again, if you are not a guest digital subscriber, use a promo code TTI and go listen to that episode. It's about an hour and a half.
Oh, it's wild.
It's just craziness. And if you're a fan of this network and the people here, you are going to enjoy it.
Great questions at the end, and we were bombed.
Yes,
we couldn't even comprehend the questions.
Yes, at the beginning of it, we wrote down questions to ask each other so that we could answer them while we were drunk. And that's all the way at the end of the episode. Yeah. And we do sobriety tests throughout the episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. There's lots of feet.
Yeah, that's wild.
Lots of Lewis must have spilled.
I stunk
so
up.
Many,
oh, so much.
So many white clothes.
I stunk up that whole room. So I was wearing my work clothes, okay. And I had my like waiter sneakers on.
Yeah,
I smell like $1 million all the time, but my waiter shoes smell like Thailand. Like it's really bad. So I took my shoes off, and everyone noticed. It was like it smells like popcorn and butter in here. Like I was like, oh, that's my socks. Fuck. So I put my shoes back on. Wild episode. Check it out. Hey guys, we're going to take a moment to talk about the $60 kilos. That's right, the unattainable number that no one in the world of Kratom was able to accomplish until Yo Kratom came along.
For years, entrepreneurs, scientists, academics all tried to solve the $60 kilo problem, and YoKratom.com are the ones that figured it out. And now thanks to their sheer brilliance, you also can get a kilo of Kratom for just $60.
How did they solve the legendary $60 kilo problem, you ask? Will anyone else solve the $60 Yo Kratom kilo problem?
Find out on season 4 of Yo Kratom. That's right, it's Yo Kratom's 4th year of being a loyal sponsor of the show. If you are a fan of Kratom, you know that sometimes if you run out, you have to go to a gas station, bodega, some random garbage place that you don't know what is in the bags behind the counter.
Yeah.
But at YoKratom.com, you know you can trust the quality of what they have. They have capapsules, powders. They have every strain you can imagine. They even have their own strain, Trainwreck, which I love. I think Faygo also likes that. But they have everything you could possibly want, and you can trust them.
Let's go. That sounds exciting. I'm going to go straight to YoKratom.com. Home of the $60 kilo. Now let's get back to the show.
That's great. And also, if you're in this chat here or in the dinner table YouTube premiere chat, write who you would like to see on the next Power Hour.
For sure.
A comedian who is not sober.
You're sober, Jake? Okay, you're sober.
I don't look lit, I'll tell you that. I look like a fucking heroin junkie. But I mean,
you smoke weed?
I don't do anything.
Oh, good for you. That's
I mean, I used to do all of it, and then I just kind of gave it up.
Good, that's good.
Yeah.
I think that's a good thing.
So,
all right, so now we can get into the show for real. The first question we ask new guests on the show is to tell us a story about either your worst date experience or weirdest sexual experience.
Yes. My worst date by far. So I moved out here from Portland, Oregon. About a little over a year ago, but this was probably, I don't know, 6-7 years, a while ago. But I met a girl outside of an open mic I used to host. It was attached to this like theater, and so she was at a show at the theater. I was at the open mic at the bar. We were outside, and we just kind of randomly struck up a conversation. And basically, like, it was one of those conversations where it was like going well, but it didn't really seem super flirtatious. So I was just like, whatever. And then at the end, she kind of was like, well, do you want to like exchange numbers? And we had been talking about doing mushrooms. And I've done a fair amount of psychedelics, but she had never done them. And so she was just like, basically her date proposal was, you seem like a great guy for me to do mushrooms with my very first time.
I hope that this is a pickup line for her and this isn't the truth, because what a dumb thing.
I was kind of, and it took me like a few days to be like, I don't know, man. Because, you know, I've done them. I know what they're like. Mm-hmm. But I was also like, I don't know. She's an adult. She's hot, you know, great feet, you know, or whatever. Like, so I was like, fuck it, I'll do it. So we met up a few days later at this park, and it was at night, you know, it was like a nighttime, which like when I talk about it, it is crazy. Cause it's like, you met me for maybe a half an hour and I was like, yeah, I got drugs for you. You want to meet at this park at like 11:30. It was like nighttime. And so we met at this park. They were like chocolates that my friend had made. So we take them and, you know, they're kicking in and they are like very strong. Like as an experienced person, I was like, fucking A, man. These are like.
And how do you dose her?
I put a chloroform rag over her face and I jammed it down her throat. Doser. I just basically, I bought equal shares. It was like my friend had made these mushroom chocolates. So I think we each took like one. And like, but when your friends are making them, like they're not, I mean, no one is like, ooh, like a exact scientific measure. So I was just like, look, like we'll each take a chocolate. Let's see how it goes, basically. And, you know, within like that first hour, I was like, okay, these are like extremely strong. They were hitting me like, you know, I've done acid, I've done mushrooms, I've done fucking all the whole gamut of psychedelics. So I was just like, if this is what it's like for me and I know what's going to happen, this girl, I'm like, I don't know what is going on with her. But, you know, we're sitting on the park, we're sitting on this big hill and you can see the whole like kind of city of Portland. Okay. And it just looks like a fucking like alien keyboard. Like it was just like, I was kind of like, all right, you know, this isn't real. Like I was, and at one point there was like these like kids way down at the bottom of the hill. And they were kind of like, at first it was a couple and they were, and we were just like kind of, they were like running around. But then it was like a whole, like, it looked like a whole high school had like gotten out somehow.
At midnight.
At midnight. And they were like, it looked like a fight was going to happen. So we both got really like on edge. We were just like, okay, like this is not good. We don't want to see, you know, you don't want to see fucking violence.
Yeah.
And so we go to a different park and I'm a comic and I'm Jewish. I'm a Jewish comic, but whatever. And so I don't know why, but like for some reason I was just like spitballing with her and I like brought up the Holocaust. And dude, she like started bawling.
Oh, no.
She started, she was just like immediately crying, immediately just like tears in her eyes. And I was like, it's so, you know, and I was like, kind of like, you're not Jewish. What the fuck are you so sad? I was like, I was the one riffing here. I don't know why you're so
just,
mad.
Just riffing.
Just riff. Come on. But she starts like bawling and just like can't handle it. And she's like, I just need to go. Like, I just need to get out of here. And she's like, can you order me an Uber? And like, I mean, you guys have done, I don't know if you've done mushrooms or not, but like, trying to use a phone.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was like melting and I was just like, dude, I don't fucking know. So I'm like jamming fucking buttons. I'm just like, God damn. She's crying and eventually we're standing where we think the guy is going to come. And then this guy shows up in a car and goes, hey, do you need a ride? So like, I don't know if it is the Uber or not.
Probably not.
But she just like bolts. Oh, no. She's like, yeah, I got to get out of here. Bye. And like, she's like freaking out and she just gets in and
The end.
Like, no. The fucking
end. She's dead now.
Well, the only reason I know she's not dead is because I saw her on the bus, like, a few months later, and I never called her again, I didn't talk to her again, but I was like, when I saw her on their bus, I was like, okay, cool. Confirmation, like, she has been seen.
You were just worried for weeks.
I was just like, I don't fucking know.
No, but not, like, an hour later, be like, hey, did you get home safe?
Well, I was, like, kind of, it freaked me out that it had gone so well. I mean, it was going very well, and then it went, it was like 180. Like, it just snapped.
I mean, for the record, had she gotten murdered, it would have been in your best interest to be texting her, are you okay? Did you get home safe?
I mean, yes. Yes. This was like
you were just driving, like, I can't believe she didn't like the Holocaust jokes. You were just in that world.
I know.
Like,
I was like bombing. Like, I was just like, God joke. Damn it, I'm bombing.
How can I rework this joke to not cause tears?
It was rough. Well, then I was still really high. Mm-hmm. So I think I had biked there. So I was just kind of biking around the city, like tripping out and like whatever. And then the next day, I just felt, I don't know, it was like almost embarrassing.
Yeah, you just wanted to go
It was
away.
Like I walked the audience.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I basically,
yeah,
like, I walked the room. So, like, you don't want to return. I was just like,
but
fuck
it. It's kind of her fault. Like, she wanted to do mushrooms right off the bat when a guy she doesn't even
know.
That
was a bad choice.
It was a bad choice. But if I was more, like, cognizant, I'd be like, hey, this is probably not your move. Yeah. Let's just go to a bar and, like, get to know each other a little bit. But I was just like, fuck it. I don't know.
But also, you are more embarrassed than concerned about the life of another human being.
I guess so. Yes. I guess and now that we're recapping it for the public, yes, I'm extremely... I was more just, like, ashamed than I was, like... I mean, obviously, I wanted her to be alive.
But
not enough to at all text her, call her.
I hope that... This is just kind of like her girl thing where it's like, oh, I've never done that before. We should do it together for the first time. Yeah. And maybe she's lying and she's done it before. And this is just like her
Do you really think that
way.
Would be like a move?
Maybe. be like, oh, like, big strong man, please show me, Sherpa me through this drug for the first time.
Big strong Jewish man who I respect. I respect the Jewish. And then you fucking hit her with, like, wasn't that kind of weird?
She was in
your
head.
And you were like, she was like, what?
6 million. Are we really sure about that number?
She's like, the Holocaust isn't real.
Yeah, that would have been funny. Yeah, she was not having it. But I did see her on the bus. She is alive and well. I don't know. I don't remember her name. I don't know anything about her.
Was she sane?
She seemed very, when we had the sober conversation, mm-hmm. she seemed very with it. It did not seem like it was like a person that I'd been like, yeah, I don't want to be in this situation.
I mean, like afterwards, because maybe this just like sent her on a spiral.
Did she have any like
those little... She was sitting at the front of the bus, so I don't know.
Did she have a little hospital bracelet?
Yeah.
Thing, like she just got out?
I don't know. She did look kind of dazed on that bus, but everybody looks dazed on the bus, dude. Everybody's
still tripping right now. She sees this group of kids chasing her still.
She's probably just like living in the Holocaust. She probably thinks she's in fucking Auschwitz right now. She's probably just transported there.
Is that a barcode? Did you get a tattoo?
How did
of a
I get in striped pajamas? Yeah, so that was a rough one just because it was, I was like, wow, me and this girl are really hitting it off. Like,
yeah.
It was, you know, because you're hitting this like very hippie, like, man.
The shrooms would do that to you.
If everybody just did this, we'd be great.
Someone just killed all the Jews. It'd be so much better.
God, if we just had another Holocaust and finished the job.
There we go. Well, there's the clip, everybody. Yeah. Make sure you clip that, guys.
It's not real, folks. I don't know which camera is mine, but it didn't happen. So, you know, it's not real. Don't let them get you. Don't let Big Jew get you.
Oh, look, there's a Jew right here. He's doing fine.
I know. I'm the last one.
Big Jew instead of Big Pharma.
Big Pharma, Big Jew. Yeah.
Big Jew.
Big Jew. Yeah.
And that's a lot.
It is
it's
a lot.
Sad.
I know.
It's sad.
It's a sad one.
The mushrooms will make you feel so good. So
really?
You probably,
truly.
I can only imagine how connected you felt. You were like, I'm going to make passionate love to this
woman. I know.
Woman. This is amazing. And then one little thing, but that thing about mushrooms is like a dip. That
I know.
One little thing could fucking set you down. And then you hit a nerve for her. Dude.
I have a question. Yeah. Oh, can I have one more cup of water? I'm sorry, Harrington. Yeah. So before this, like, big downfall.
Mm-hmm.
Are you starting to feel it? I'm starting to feel it. Were there like any signs
sure.
of it coming on?
Oh yeah. 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 Cause this happened like we had been tripping for like at least an hour, if not more. So we were both like very aware, like, yo, these are very strong.
But she's like, she's good.
She's fine.
Yeah.
She was like, wow, this is crazy. You know, like she was obviously tripping and knew that she was, but she wasn't like freaking out about him. That's mm-hmm. why it was a very.
So
I mean, I remember
fault.
Literally we were walking. It was 100% yeah. my fault. Yeah, mm-hmm. I remember we were walking up these stairs, and I just like offhandedly. I think I literally said like, "Isn't the Holocaust crazy?" Because it was just one of those thoughts that you're like, I don't know, it's in my brain. Maybe and like you're so high that you're just like, I'm gonna fucking share this with you.
Yeah.
And then I just said it, and she was like, I mean, dude, literally, her face was like, looking bawling.
Maybe she's just like an obnoxious liberal.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And this
I mean,
is,
she lived in Portland, so
yeah.
almost undoubtedly
yes.
she was.
Yeah.
So this is like what helped you maybe dodge a bullet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I should have called her. I really should have called her. I should have been like, where are you right
yes.
now?
Are you alive?
Are you alive?
Which I did get texts after the power hour, are you alive? But I didn't answer and no one checked further on me. No
so,
one
yeah,
knew that
she
I was alive.
You're
that.
All right. I was like, she's napping. She'll be all right.
No
you're
going to
call this
sure.
girl. She's going to be watching Schindler's List, dude. It's going to be so bad. You're
on a loop. Yeah. Just a loop for the last 10 years.
The DVD of it. She's yeah. just rewinding the first
yeah, time. I hope she's well. Like I said, I don't know her name. I mean, honestly, if I saw her now, I might not even remember her face. This was a long, long
forget
time
her, dude.
Ago.
Forget her, don't even acknowledge
she's
her.
She's alive. So
it's over.
She's alive.
Yeah.
Or at least she was the last time I saw her.
Yeah,
so she's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, wait, how long did you see her after the date?
Never. I mean, literally, I was on a bus to work one time. And
but
I just,
how long was that bus sighting after the date?
A couple months.
Okay.
I remember
oh,
it was
yeah.
a couple
she
months.
She probably remember.
She's still trying to find her way home.
Yeah.
yeah like,
where am I?
In her mind.
Yeah.
She's lost in her mind.
Yeah. No, she was there. And I did almost go up to her and be like, hey, how's it going? But then I was like, I kind of was just like, you're right. Like, I didn't call her. So I was like, what am I going to be like? Good to see you.
How's it going?
Hey, Chief. Hey, bucko. Looks like you got on your feet there.
You made it.
You made it. You're good. And she's just drooling. In a hospital gown. Like, yeah, I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, I wonder if she ever did psychedelics again. Like, I wonder if, she, like, that
yeah,
could have...
With her next date, maybe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That
yeah.
was, if it was strong for you, someone who was familiar with it, dude, she probably got traumatized.
Yeah.
Like, I don't ever want... I had a horrible
I
trip.
I know, God.
Yeah.
She probably... for sure remembers my face.
Yeah, she's probably haunted by your face.
She probably sees this big Jewish schnoz in her fucking
nightmares.
When
she watches Home Alone, she can't look at that other guy.
She's like, oh my God.
Sticky bandit.
The wet bandit, sticky bandits, baby.
Henry!
Oh my God. Yeah, that's rough. Psychedelic sticky bandits, dude. I'm just like the skull the whole time.
Oh, yeah, when he gets electrocuted.
Yeah, he gets electrocuted, yeah.
Before we move over to the next segment, do you have a weird sex story or do you want to move over to the next segment?
Weird sex story. I don't really have like a lot of weird sex. I mean, like, you know, a few weird places I've done it and stuff. I did it on the top of an old abandoned paper mill. That was kind of creepy.
That's fun.
About to say hot.
It was hot. The girl, I don't know. The girl was a little weird.
If this is scary, maybe you hold this for the.
It's not that scary. It was just like we like snuck into this abandoned fucking paper mill
at night.
It was kind of evening, and like I don't think we had sex yet, which was kind of weird. So we were like climbing up this thing, and we ended up doing it up there. And we had to like dodge the security guard who we didn't know was on the lot. So we had to like time it.
Oh yeah, she was riled up, man.
She was riled up, but she was kind of a weird girl.
But there were so many spiders.
Probably. Well, we were on the roof, like open air roof.
Oh, that's kind of hot. Nice view of Portland.
This was in Bellingham, Washington. So it was like looking over at the Sound. It was very pretty. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's so romantic.
That's kind of romantic, dude.
Yeah, just a bunch of industrial jobs gone away. And now me and this other hippie chick are fucking on the top of it. It's good. It's good stuff. I went back to that place. I hadn't been to Bellingham for like a decade, and I was up there doing shows. And I went to it, and they've like completely developed the area. It's all these new condos and stuff. So I think that building is gone now. But when I did it, it was a paper mill that had just fallen under whatever hard times. And
nice
then
story for your grandkid. You're walking by there like, I fucked a girl on a paper mill.
Grandpa, you're on mushrooms again. Shut up. Grandpa, we're not real. You don't have any family.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you're talking to yourself again.
All right, guys, real quick. Hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. Do you want to get high? Really high?
Yeah.
Really super duper legally high?
Yeah.
Well, then now's the time to go to yoDelta.com where you can stock up on high quality lab tested Delta 8.
This stuff is fantastic. I love the jelly rings. I love the silly straws. And they're incredible little sweet candies that are packed with Delta 8. So, if you're over the age of 21 and living in the majority of states where this is legal, go to yoDelta.com and stock up on Delta 8.
What's Delta 8, you may ask? It's found in hemp and can be legally shipped to various states and get you high. At yoDelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs.
I can tell you that Delta 8 works, okay? And that these products should be taken responsibly.
So once more, that's yoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the GAS Digital Network. And if you use promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off.
One more time, that's promo code GAS, G-A-S, for 25% off. YoDelta, home of the Delta 8 that will get you super high, man.
Let's get back into it. We're gonna move over to our next segment, which is scary things. Nope, bad things. Dementia.
Bad things with you. Oh, dude, that last video, that beach fight.
That's a bad one.
That's a bad one.
Yeah.
I remember those. I don't know if that was like bum fights or beach fights, but there was a. That was like early days of like fight videos.
Yeah.
And it was just like two dudes on a beach. And I remember that one specifically because the dude gets knocked out and then the guy drops a knee onto his face and fucks up his. And he goes, my teeth, my teeth. That shit haunted me, dude.
Those were scary.
The early internet days, I don't know. It was brutal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We were just exposed to so much. We're just like, oh, I didn't know this was like, you know.
They gave us the worst stuff first, which I think. And now it's like tits and how to make a sandwich, you know?
Yeah, no, these Gen Z kids have it so good, dude. I mean, they're addicted. It's like heroin for them, but they didn't have to see the crazy shit we did.
How old are you?
36.
Oh, okay. So you know Rotten.com.
Rotten.com.
Newgrounds.com.
All that shit,
dude.
Yeah,
it was wild.
Damn. I never could get into the one thing I always was scared to watch was the Pain Olympics.
Which one is that?
I was like,
oh, I think I.
That was like dudes like hurting their dicks on purpose. Oh, and no. I was just like, yeah, I'm good off that.
No.
Yeah.
Mason jar, the guy sits on the
mason jar. Mason jar was a classic. I mean,
Mr. Hands.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Mason jar up the ass is a classic for our generation. Yeah, it's classic. Remember when it cracks? You remember the mason jar when it goes up his ass?
Kids are like, no, Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah,
we're like,
what? Yeah. I just want to see this other neurodivergent kid on TikTok tell me about an album he likes.
This is Bad Things. This is the part where we talk about fight stories, physical altercations. If you've been in more than one, then the most memorable one. Have you been in a fight?
You know, all my like actual fight stories are very like they're nothing special. It's like mostly always related to like basketball because I play basketball, pick up basketball and stuff. Mm-hmm. And you know, a few like scuffles at parties, really. But the thing I was gonna bring in is the time I went to jail because this was it's
that's perfect.
It's not like it's not violence between people, but it was a kind of crazy story. But so.
You don't consider inmates people?
No, they're filthy. I say burn them all, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a prison problem here. And it's too many of them. Get rid of them.
This is what you said to the girl on mushrooms.
Yeah, it's just like the Holocaust.
Burn all the prison people.
Put them in a fucking... put them in a tin can. Yeah. Okay, so when I was in college, I think I was probably 20 years old. I was 19 or 20 years old. It was definitely my junior year. I worked at the gym basically as like a student worked at the gym. And part of my job was setting up the stage when they had concerts. So they'd bring in bands. And so I was helping with the crew to set up and break down the stage. So right around, it's like we just hit the fucking, I don't know. It was right around Valentine's Day. So we just hit the anniversary of this, but, they brought in this, the rap duo Dead Prez, do you guys know them?
Sounds familiar.
They were on like Dave Chappelle's Block Party.
Harrington.
Oh, M1.
Yeah. M1 and this guy Stickman. They're the, for the Chappelle show, when Dave walks out and it's like, that's them.
Oh, okay.
So they're like this radical black militant hip hop duo. And I went to an almost exclusively like white hippie college. So it was very funny that these guys were even there, but whatever. So they got hired to do the show and, I was working. So we're just like, kind of, we set up the stage, but then we just get to watch the show, wait for the show to be over and then break down the stage basically. So during the show, this like fight breaks out in the back, and we're up at the front and basically,
Packed house. Okay.
Packed house. And their whole message is like, fuck the cops, fuck capitalism. They're just feeding these white hippies exactly what we want, you know? Like, me and you were the same, brother, you know? Come on. Yeah, stick it to the man. You know, so whatever. It is what it is. So there's a fight, and basically like, they have a merch guy in the back with a microphone. And at some, he goes, yo, there's these cops taking out these people. And then, you know, the guys on stage are like, well, get their badge numbers and like, fuck the cop, you know, whatever. And then they just kept playing their show. So after the show's over, we just like, our whole thing is like, we just want to smoke a blunt with these guys. So we're like, we had a blunt. We're like, yeah, do you guys want to smoke? And they clearly were like, no, like, we don't, who the fuck are you? Like, we're just some like kids. And they're like, nah, we're good. So we're kind of waiting for there to get all their gear off. And we keep people keep coming in and be like, yo, there's kind of this like altercation outside. And we're like, well, whatever. We can't do anything about it. And eventually they're basically like, yo, there's like some chaos happening out front. So they took the band out the back and they just dipped. And so we finally were like, well, what the fuck is going on? So we got there. And what had happened was basically that the guy who got arrested for this fight, they put him in a squad car, but a lot of these people followed them out and surrounded the cop car. Mm-hmm. And they were like, we're not going to let you, you know, they were all high on like, fuck the cops or whatever. So basically it was like all these college kids, people, you know, who were at this concert surrounding this one squad car. So like people were like losing it. And the cops eventually called in backup and kind of pepper sprayed the crowd. So it got really kind of feisty. But basically there was just too many drunk students for them to deal. So they ended up letting the kid go. They like opened the cop door and let him go. And the cops had to retreat.
Bitches.
They had to retreat. But what happened was one of their squad cars, the battery had died. So it was literally like a movie. It was like all these cops retreat and they like go behind this building. And then like these like drunk kids look and there's this lone cop car with no supervision. So we just fucking
descend
on it. I mean, yeah, it was like zombies.
You're a part of it.
I'm a part of it.
I like
it.
You're like, these kids, these, I was there. The car.
And yeah, we flipped it. I mean, some dude tried to start it on fire. They were ripping out the seats.
You're like, I started a fire.
It was just me again. It's just, the whole podcast is I'm alone. Just on mushrooms. I'm high. I think I have a family. All these kids were there with me.
Wiz Khalifa came to my college.
And it was great, man.
Remember the high school kids I mentioned before?
Yeah.
It's those
kids. It's these kids. I've just developed this inception like reality for myself, right? I've really been in a locked cage for this last 20 years. But so, yeah, this whole crew of people
flipped the car.
I mean, like, literally, some dude is trying to light it on fire.
Oh, my God.
People are like throwing shit at it. People are like spray painting all over. And this is like, I mean, I graduated college in 2009. So, this is early 2008, I guess.
Okay.
Where is it again? Sorry.
This is in Olympia, Washington. So
is that a small town?
Yeah, it's the capital of Washington State. It's like a couple hours south of Seattle.
Big college, though. It sounds like a big college.
It's not a huge college. It's just, yeah, it's a kind of a sleepy town, mm-hmm. but it happens to have the capital there. So there's a lot of government jobs and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. And this was like, you know, kind of pre-camera phones in any way. But somebody who was filming the concert brought the video camera out and was filming this whole thing. And because I was in my fucking gym employee shirt.
Your name on the back.
Special needs jersey name, you know?
Oh, fuck.
I get, it quickly, like within a couple days, people are like, yo, they're starting to look for people who are there. Because like, you know, we basically totaled a $50,000 squad car and everybody was so like into it, you know? And a couple weeks later at 7 a.m., I get like a bang, 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 bang. Five cops fucking, just like right there, drawn, you know, and they take me away. I'm
guns
like,
out?
I think a couple of them had guns. It was crazy. It was like, yo, like this is not a violent crime. Yeah.
It is. It's a violent crime.
But it wasn't against a person.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like a felony.
Yes, yeah. I was facing two felonies.
Yes.
Oh my God.
I was facing multiple felony accounts. Yeah, I guess you're right. Because they initially charged me with like, felony malicious mischief and felony with a deadly weapon because at some point on camera I was hitting the cop car with a stick
like a branch
I had found. At one point I like cut my hand open. I was bleeding all over the car.
Did you, like, put on your face?
I was just like a warriors. Yeah. I mean, I was losing my mind. I was like, you know, like you ever been in a situation where it's like mob mentality?
Yeah,
I never really knew what that was. you're smart. But I didn't really know. I was like, you always think that's kind of bullshit. But truly, like you link up with these people. Like it's like some type of energy and you're just like, we're going to fuck this cop car up. And so, yeah, I was on the front page of the newspaper, getting out of the fucking...
Do you have that?
Somewhere at my parents' house. It's still there, yeah. It's like me, like, getting out of this fucking cop car.
If you can get your parents to take a picture of that, I would love that to be the thumbnail of this episode.
I gotta find it, yeah. I'll be home in a few days. I'll look through my stuff.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. But, so yeah, I'm like, front page, like, it's... Oh there it is!
Get out of here.
There it is, dude. There it is.
Epic, dude.
I have an article here. It's called The Valentine's Day Massacre.
Yes.
In Evergreen.
Did anybody die?
No one died.
Ah, they're just fucking, come on.
We were called the Evergreen Five for a while because that's the school I went to, is the Evergreen State College. I think we were on Dead Prez's Wikipedia page for a while because it was like, this was a big thing that happened in their career. It was covered by like some national
stuff.
Nobody
got hurt, just a damaged cop car.
Okay. But they looked like idiots. Yeah, like, you saw that guy, he had riot gear on, and they got punked by a bunch of drunk guys like me.
Yeah, yeah.
So they were embarrassed. So they came down full force.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They came down full force. It was like, this was a big investigation. Fuck. I got, obviously, like, I got fired from that job.
How
did you beat the charges?
So they basically like threw two felonies and through my lawyer, I got it down to like a misdemeanor basically. So
you did like community service or something?
Did some community service. The biggest thing is like I was a broke college kid and I had to pay back a fifth of that car. So I had to pay like $8,000 back to the cops.
Oh, wow.
And then, you know, like I had to
So they came to an agreement. Your lawyer was like, he'll pay for this car.
Yeah, I think together we all came to the thing of like restitution. And like I was on probation for a while. I only had to do like a day and a half.
Is it on your record?
It's, well, I don't know.
Yeah, it's probably Mike's kind of personal now. It's so long ago.
Well, no, I don't care. I mean, I'm telling the fucking
No, no, but it's probably like it's over 7 years ago, right? It's probably expunged from
I know. I just recently in 2023 because I think I closed the court case like because it was in paperwork for like a couple years. So I think in like 2010 or 2011, I finally like closed it. And then I couldn't go to Canada for 10 years. I tried to get in there, got turned down a few times. I was supposed to, pre-comedy, I was supposed to work at the Antarctic Research Base.
That's fun.
Yeah, I was supposed to go down to Antarctica and be like
a true detective.
Yeah, down there. And I had the whole contract signed. And then right before, they were like, oh, we found you had a misdemeanor. So I got that. I couldn't go to Antarctica.
But how long ago was that?
When the Antarctic job was like in 20, it was supposed to be, I mean, 2011, 2012.
I bet it's not on your record anymore.
Maybe not, yeah. I mean.
How many people from this event actually got charged with
that? So that was the thing. I mean, out of, you know, probably, there was probably a couple hundred people who took part in some way of fucking this cop car. There was five.
Ah.
Oh,
so
wow.
We took the whole.
They made an example of you.
100%. Mm. And it was just because they caught like five real faces or. And dude, they were putting people's full, like from like videos that had been taken that night. They're like, do you know this person on the front page of the paper? And like, we all knew them, but no one was like going to snitch. So people were like trying to get out of town. Like it was a very, the whole city was like, yo, fuck these kids 100%. And yeah, it was a bummer, man. It was not fun.
Wow.
Yeah. Was the judge sympathetic? Was the judge like, you guys are young, like we get it, you know, you're going to have to learn a lesson?
I mean, at first it wasn't. It was like, you know, full felonies. They wanted like, because I had the stick, they were like initially like, you're going to have to post bail, which none of the other people did. But then my lawyer was like, yo, bro, like it's a fucking stick.
It's probably your first offense, right?
It was. Yeah. I mean, I was fucking. Yeah, it was early. Like, I think I was 20. I don't even think I was legally allowed to drink then.
You were 18. Sorry, 19.
19.
You were 19 at the time, 20 when you got sentenced.
Okay,
it's God talking.
Oregon Live.
We got God live.
You fucked up, my son.
And, you were 19 and a half.
Yeah. It was a rough early lesson.
But I was going to say, but you did learn a lesson.
Kind of. I mean, a year later, I was at a protest in Minneapolis where I almost got the exact same charges. I didn't touch a cop car. I just happened to be at a protest and they kind of rounded everybody up and were like, we're going to charge you with this. And then I would have actually had felonies because the part of the agreement was you cannot get in trouble again. Mm-hmm. And they were like literally on the loudspeaker be like, you are all being charged with disorderly whatever. Like,
oh my God.
Yeah. And I was like,
try not to flip another cop car in the next 10 years if you can.
I did not touch the cop. And the way I got to that one was there was a concert in the area and I took off my shirt and my hat and everything. I was just like, I was just trying to go to the con. And they let me go.
Wow.
So we talked a cop out of multiple felonies. But yeah.
This is pretty badass in a way. You know, you could always like kind of, you're talking to a girl, instead of doing mushrooms, you can be like, you know that dead president concert, you know?
Yeah.
I'm part of I'm the evergreen fan.
I was a little bitch in jail for 36 hours. Yeah, I don't ever want to go to jail again.
So you were in jail?
So the day they picked me up, they made me stay in jail for like 36 hours.
Okay.
And then I was, you know, and then you are just like, damn, dude, these are some real guys. You think you're hard, like, I flipped a cop car, and then you're like, fuck this, dude.
Yeah.
There's people like screaming all night because they got, you know, they're like coming down off drugs. There's, dude, the saddest shit was like these guys in there would be like, they had spent so much time in jail that they knew guards who were working that from different. Like, oh yeah, I remember when you used to work in Spokane. I'm like, you've been in jail in multiple. It was depressing. Yeah. And I was like, I don't ever want to come fucking back here again.
So after this, the second like run in with the cops, nothing since then.
Nothing since then. Yeah, I've been a good boy. I just ruined my life in other ways by pursuing stand up comedy. But yeah, no criminal, no protests. Yeah, I'm done.
Awesome, dude.
Yeah.
All right, we have to move on to our final segment, which is scary things. This is scary things. Probably a show we talk about weird, creepy, unexplainable, possibly paranormal experiences. I know you had some trouble thinking of something, so I just want to say that this can be anything that just in the moment freaked you out and you couldn't explain. Does that help at all?
I mean, I'm like very rational, so the ghost and the stuff, I'm not a big believer in.
Okay.
I mean, the one thing I do get a lot is I've had, for most of my life, I've had like pretty intense deja vu.
Okay.
But that's not really scary, but it is like one of those things you're like, well, fuck, I feel like I've been here before, you know, and you feel like the timelines are crossing over.
And you do feel like it, because like I have it sometimes, but when I have it, I feel like I've dreamt it. I don't feel like I've done it before.
Yeah, it is that kind of dreamlike thing. But you are like, want to tell somebody, you want to be like, yo, have we done this before?
Yes. I do it every time. I'm like, oh, I had deja vu, but then I just move on. I just want to like say it, that it's a thing.
What do you think it is?
Move on. I don't know. For me, I do feel like it's something that like reminds me of a dream.
Okay.
That I had, and I just kind of dismiss it.
Yeah.
What do you think it is?
I mean, it could, okay, like the woo-woo thing is that it could be like you connected with the fucking parallel universe, and you're like, oh, in a different, if a degree over, I did do this, you know? And so, but you, and you somehow get like a glimpse into it, or it's just, some bullshit in your brain.
Yeah.
Or you're just, you know, something misfiring.
What about like collective consciousness?
Like somebody else has done it, and I'm tapping into that? Maybe. I mean, yeah, I never really thought about that one. But yeah, that could be it.
Because like of all of the psychedelics that you've done, do you like...
and your time in jail and your views on the Holocaust, okay?
But do you resolve it as like a just like a chemical reaction in the brain?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I've ever had like flashbacks, you know? I mean, I've done a fair amount of mushrooms. I've done acid. I've done
DMT?
Ayahuasca. I've done DMT. I've done mescaline. But I feel like day to day I have a pretty like sound kind of click in on reality. So I don't know.
And the times that you've done hallucinogens, any like connection to some sort of otherworldly being?
When I did ayahuasca, there's a very kind of like motherly energy, you know, that you're kind of like, they kind of tell you about too. They're like, all right, you're probably going to link up with some
the blue lady.
Like mine was kind of just like a, it wasn't even like an image, but you just kind of felt like you were being guided by like a woman into these like choices that you could make and be like, you know, you could do this or you could do that. It was very nice. It was very pleasant. I see snakes a lot. I'll see like the image that I see a lot is like a snake, and I have snakes in my dreams a lot.
Me too, but it's Lewis. Oh. He haunts my whole life. Yes.
Just spitting on your face over and over again.
The spitting cobra at my glasses
the real
constantly.
Ass awards. Gotta get it ready, Shannon.
So, but those like feelings and stuff, you think is something in your brain and not something kind of outside.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't believe in God. I'm not, like, a religious person. I mean, I feel like there is something, though. There must be something, unless it's all just made by your brain. Like, I've done a lot of psychedelics. I've done, like, two different 10-day silent meditation retreats where you don't talk and you get into your whole thing. And I've had an out-of-body experience during that. So there are things going on, but it's like, yeah, is it outside of me or is it just my brain tripping out? And I don't know.
What do you, if you had to give an answer right now? Outside or inside? What is it?
I think there is something outside, but I don't think it's like this like being that we would call God. I think there's some, there must be some type of energy that we probably get little glimpses of, but I don't think it's like some guy looking at us being like, I made you or whatever.
You cannot have meat this Friday.
Yeah. Let me get part of that foreskin, buddy.
I need that foreskin.
Yeah. Are you clipped? Are you snipped?
I'm clipped. Thanks, brother.
What's up,
thank
dude.
You, Bobby.
I'm not.
Thank God. Nice. You can still feel down there?
I don't even know. Who knows? There's no telling.
You were born into a great country where they allow women to have pleasure.
Yeah. And allow college students to flip cop cars.
Yes. Well, it didn't allow it, but I guess I wasn't put to death because of it, yeah.
Were you raised Jewish? Did you do Jewish?
I had a bar mitzvah. Okay. I was confirmed as a Jew. And
then you kind of lost it.
I mean, I remember when I was in temple at like 8 years old, I was like, I do not believe in this.
I'm similar, but in the Catholic. I did all the Catholic stuff, and then I was like, all right, I'm done singing this bullshit.
Yeah, like it's...
I was like, all right.
It's good for the community and stuff, but like...
I was like, everybody's too excited. Relax.
Yeah,
you know, like you go to church, you know?
You had to fight off a priest and stuff.
Then that all that shit happened, and I was like,
yeah. But you wear the cross still.
Ah, because you know I'm sponsored by Fashion Nova, so I gotta you know I gotta represent.
You gotta represent.
Yeah, I don't even care. It's like the way it looks. You know, I just like the weekend.
I took off the Star of David the last couple months.
Really?
Well, I mean, I used to wear one, and now I'm just like.
You don't want that heat,
bro. I don't want to get yelled at out here, dude. Come across a protest. I'm just like,
you're like, I'm done with the protest,
done, dude. Leave it alone. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to get a fucking bagel
for Portland.
Yeah, leave me alone.
If you had to answer right now, what do you think happens when we die?
Nothing.
Lights out. Over.
Lights out. Over. The forever sleep.
I hope
so
not,
if there is a bigger energy, though, then what? How does that affect? Our lives.
If there is this bigger energy, I don't think that you, as like who you are now, just get magically trans and you have this like identity as Shannon in the great beyond. Like,
so consciousness ends.
I
when
think
your life
so.
Ends.
I think our form of consciousness ends, and that's it. Because I think that's it. Now you know, maybe who knows
what so the gets energy through. Maybe
maybe
yeah.
Yeah, but like I don't think that I'm. Continuing after this. I think it's just over.
How do you feel about that?
It's fine. I'm not tripping about it.
I really am.
Really?
Yeah, I hope. Yeah, I hope.
What do you hope?
I hope that, okay, it's over like you said, but then you're born into something else. Like, I won't remember me, but I will be able to be the pilot again. Like, I'll be in a vessel again.
Oh, okay.
I'll be, you know what I mean? I hope it's just not like, beep.
But
like just dark.
Even with that, you would never know that you were you.
Yeah, I don't want to know. I don't want to feel the guilt. I don't want to feel the sadness of knowing that my life is over. It's over, and you have a new slate, refresh, and you don't even remember.
Okay.
And hopefully I'm born into a happy life again, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe like that, what's that thing called?
The
that
president of WikiFeed or something.
Yeah, hopefully I'm president of WikiFeed. You know, that would be cool. The caste system, is that what it's called?
Oh,
like
yeah.
You're born into the next
thing. Yeah, you want to go up.
That's
yeah, you don't want to go down.
I don't want to go down.
You don't
want to
be
already
some kid
a diabetic
mining
even...
cobalt in Africa or
no,
something.
No,
yeah.
I do not want
yeah.
Things. I would like for you to, do you listen to like audiobooks at all, ever?
No, I'll read a book.
Okay, so yeah. I would like for you to read, this is your homework.
Okay.
I'll give you 1 month to do it.
Okay, mommy.
Damn.
Tell me, whip me, mommy.
Get your homework out here?
Oh, teacher, your feet are out again. Oh, boy. Go ahead.
I want you to read The Celestine Prophecy.
All right, I'm going to need you to spell that for me first.
I'm going to text it to you after.
Celestine Prophecy?
Prophecy. Celestine Prophecy. I used to have it, but I lent it to someone and never got it back. But I want you to read that, and then I want to hear a book report after.
Okay, yeah. All right, cool.
So 1 month.
All right.
Can he see a toe at least if you're giving him homework?
He saw my whole foot. He touched
said
it.
The cell feet prophecy? What?
He touched my foot without my consent.
Oh, wow.
On the power hour.
Big Black Lady Feet 2? Is that about the book I have to read? I think I got that one already.
Grape Smashers 4. Yeah, dude. Yeah, you would love Wine Country, dude. Go out there and see some gals mushing.
You know what? That always annoys me for whatever reason.
Really?
When
you don't
see
like
them with the high pants up and
you don't
just
like that?
That I'm not, I don't, okay. I have a friend of mine that has a foot fetish. He's a fireman. And he likes to put jelly on girls' feet and suck it off. He likes to blindfold and put
Jorge
them on.
Jorge is on board, by the way.
He'll blindfold the girls. He finds girls that like BDSM, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
He likes to tie them up. And then have their feet out.
Yep.
And he'll record them and he'll put peanut butter and like jelly.
Makes a little sandwich.
He likes stuff. He likes sweet things on the foot.
Yeah, okay.
Sounds like a serial killer.
I'm not it. We always make fun of him being a serial killer. He's a really nice guy. I'm not into that. That I don't want to put any.
You just like it raw.
I like it
raw.
I like toenails done. I like maybe oil, like maybe like the whole body oily.
Yeah.
I like kind of like oily shit.
Yeah.
Oil.com. Like, you know, you see those one porns, it's like oil sex 4K.
Yeah.
Like that I like.
Okay.
But I'm not into putting no. I don't like food on the foot, which is why the grape jelly, that stuff always freaks me out. It's like
what
the smashing. Yeah, I don't know.
Are you trying
gay?
To?
Yeah. No, what? Yeah, what?
Just tell me, boy.
Turn the shirt.
Are you into fucking feet, or are you just kissing and sucking on them? Like, are you actually like oiling it up and putting
kissing
your...
and sucking on them is at the top of the list?
Yeah.
Have I gotten a foot job before? Yeah. Was it sweet? Yeah.
Okay.
But I prefer that's not the top of my list.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. Wow.
What's that called? The bussy? No, what's it called when you fuck a girl's foot? That's not a bussy.
A fussy.
That's like a pussy.
Yeah.
That's the name of the episode.
I think bussy is boy pussy.
Okay, well.
I think it's ass. Well,
we're going to edit that out.
I like fucking bussy.
I like bussy, right?
And some guy comes up to your party like, no, I wanted women's feet, damn it.
You ordered bussy?
Harrington, did you have an answer to that?
No.
Okay, so I have a question I want to ask you, then I have a listener submitted scary things. Let's see. What's our hard out here?
5:30.
Okay, but he said it so sad. Yeah, like what's really wrong? Wants us to end right now.
No, you can go. I said it sadly because I'm always sad whenever the show has to end.
Oh, that's a great
answer. Good one to come back. There we go.
Okay, so first I want to ask you, it's not in, let me do this first because this is not in the segment. So I'm going to read this email. This is from James. Hey, Shannon and Figs, I love the show. You guys make my week in my top three. I feel like you didn't have to say that. You could just be like one of my favorites. I feel like top three.
Who are the other two?
I don't know. I'm Mubug, M-U-B-U-G, from South Louisiana. Is this something people know what this is?
I think it's boy pussy. No?
You know, Harrington? Mubug?
Mubug.
Mubug. Let me get a Mubug.
No, that just reminded me of something, but I can get to it after this.
No, say it.
So Spectre, you said, is the one who shared your foot on Reddit.
Uh-huh.
He is currently in the chat sharing said image again.
Oh, well, he ruined it. Spectre. By the way, at the beginning of the episode, I felt like, because, you know, I give people second chances, too many chances, some may say. And then I was like, oh, if they're going to stop now, maybe he just couldn't help himself that one time. I was willing to let it go.
Yeah, that's.
But he really pressed
up.
It.
My phone's on a charger, so I can't see if he sent it to me. But that's really messed up that he even would think about that. It's fucked up.
You ruined it.
Crackpot's getting in on it now too.
Well.
Wow.
That's it. I mean, use those pictures. By the way, they didn't even get to see like my pretty nail polish color, and they'll never be able to see it.
I don't know about that, Jorge. If you wanna.
What? Oh, no, but you'll have to, if you can share it, but then you'll have to blur it.
No, forget that. Okay. I'm not giving Becca more work. Yes.
Okay, so whatever, I'm Moobug from South Carolina. I don't know what that means. Moved to Texas in 2011. I've seen many wild things in my life, but this one still messes with my head. In 2014, I was sitting on my porch in my apartment in Conroe, Texas. I was listening to music and just staring at the sky at night and seeing a slowly moving what I thought was a plane. It looked like a star. Suddenly it zips down, then back up, then flies right enough to have to move my head to follow it. I freaked out bad, went inside and stayed up all night trying to understand what it was. I knew it was unidentified and flying and an object, but wild shit to witness alone. Next night there were three, what I can only describe as stars, doing the same thing, moving in irrational behavior. A week later, 20 stars doing the same thing. Wasn't lasers, as they were moving behind clouds, so no visible beams, not drones, because they were literally matching what faint stars look like and would last 6 hours in the sky. Cut to a year later, still seeing them at this point, but maybe once a week. Yes, because it drove me crazy. I drove around the town and could see them at different angles, and it was still creepy how starish they were, like out of focus, super up in the atmosphere. So I have a barbecue with my friends. I tell my fluff about it.
This guy's got a lot of code words.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to assume that's a fat lover of some sort. Fat lover?
Is Gabriel Iglesias.
Yeah, Fluffy was there.
Fluffy was there. He ate all the barbecue. I didn't get any, but he's got a good opinion on UFOs.
And he brings his camera out to prove me wrong. I'm like, look, bro, check that star out right there by my sign, the constellation Aries. He's like, dude, that's a plane. Sure enough, starts zipping around.
He's an astrology guy? Yes. That's such a casual drop. Look, no. That star up there by my sign, Aries. I don't know if you... What a fucking weirdo. That's my sign up there, and there's a UFO screaming in my ear right now.
I mean, it's obvious, my sign.
That's my sign, and the vibe I give off is clearly Aries. Get over here, Fluff.
He's like, dude, that's a plane. Sure enough, starts zipping around. He freaks out and goes to turn his camera on. It's overheating and inoperable. He's like, dude, I'm a photographer. This has never happened to my camera. My phone goes dead randomly. We're all freaking out. Finally, I was validated by six people at the barbecue party. The thing is, the stars are moving in Conroe, Texas. There's a bit more to the story. I was just trying to keep it short. If you want more, let me know. Love y'all. This is from James in Texas.
Damn.
I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot of wild shit, you know, in the atmosphere. And those.
I've never seen anything in the sky.
I don't know. New York, you don't really see anything.
Yeah, it's tough in New York.
But, Jorge?
You want a spoiler?
Yes.
So people in the chat who are from Texas are pointing out that this is more than likely the Starlink from Elon Musk and all those satellites.
So that would make sense that it's behind the clouds.
Yeah. Right,
well, that's what I was thinking, but he said 2014. I don't think Starlink was operational then.
Oh, can we check to see when Starlink started?
Because I was wondering if it was like internet satellites mm-hmm. from that, but...
But they move around quickly?
They don't move like that. I mean, but they do, you can see, they do move in a...
Like noticeably.
In a unit, and they're moving across.
What do they do?
2018.
So, yeah. So they haven't, that would have been 5 years before.
Hmm. Maybe he was doing prototypes.
Yeah, maybe he didn't announce it
yet.
But I mean, like the zipping.
The zipping is weird.
Yeah.
I mean,
also,
and the cameras being inoperational. That's true. I've read about that, like when stuff like mm-hmm. happens.
And I guess like technically, couldn't a drone be behind a cloud? It just has to be like up high enough. If it's like low weather stuff, it could technically be behind it.
Yeah. I wonder if there's any military bases near where that guy is at. Wherever that part.
I wish you had photos or something.
Yeah. Well, James, if you let us know, is there like a military base nearby, and tell us your other details about this so we can look into it a little bit more.
And show us a picture of Fluff. We do need to.
Yeah, actually, define both these words. Yeah, what is Aries little
fluff
fuck?
And Moobug.
Yeah. And Fluff. That's probably what we're really concerned about.
And then my other question was, so before we started, I found out that you lived in a van for a long period of time.
Down by the river?
Yeah. I did.
Tell us like your the weirdest experience that you had while living in a van.
So I've lived in a van for the last 3 summers, basically. I bought it in 21 and I did like a 2-month tour in it. And then in 22, when I started to come out here, I lived in it from like June through October. Mm-hmm. And then this last summer, I did it again from like, June through September, October. You know, it's like weird. It's not, I mean, once you get used to it, it's not terrible. Mm-hmm. And I know I have a lot of people who tell me like they couldn't do it. A lot of women wouldn't feel comfortable doing it, I think, because you are like in weird places sometimes. You're like alone. You know, like I've slept in pretty remote places where I'm just like, damn, I'm the only person out here. Mm-hmm. And if something went wrong, you are just kind of like, damn, I'm kind of freaked out.
Yeah, as long as you don't have a boyfriend on board that's going to murder you.
Yeah. Right. That's true. That was not good PR for our people when that shit happened. I want to tell you that. I was like, fuck, dude.
Is it a van like the Mystery Machine, like Scooby-Doo van, or like a nice van where you could have a bathroom and stuff?
No, not a nice van.
Oh, okay.
And also not cool like the Mystery Machine. Okay. It was a 2002 E150, so it's like a white plumber's van, like any construction worker in New York City, that guy has you've seen that van.
Is that like a abduct children van?
Yes. Okay. It's a free candy van. Yeah, I did that a lot too, but you'll never know where I hid the bodies, so nice. It doesn't really matter.
It gave him mushrooms. I'll never remember
the Evergreen to Five documentary. Yeah. You'll never believe episode 3.
What happened to the guy who flipped the cars? It's you know, it's a weird life, but you, again, like as a comic, you just get used to so much shit. You're just like, fuck it. Like, it was good for me because I was able to tour in it. I was able to tour across the country in it, basically. And
also, you can kind of like always like go home at night, kind of.
Totally. Like, you can be like, all right, this gig isn't giving me a hotel, so I just sleep in the van, you know? So I've crossed the country a lot of times in it, and it, you know, it let me do the road a lot easier. But yeah, it's not like I never had anything. I thought something weird would happen eventually, but like no one ever, like, you know, in the van community, they call it the knock. Like at some point someone's going to knock, like a cop or somebody, but no one ever tried to break in. I never heard anybody. I mean, in New York, when I was parked here in New York, like no one gives a shit. Mm-hmm. I mean, cause there's people doing.
Yeah.
I mean, New York is so crazy that a guy coming in and out of a van is like probably invisible. No one cares. No one fucking cares.
As long as you're not bothering anybody.
Not bothering anybody. You try to, like, you know, never leave any trash, or like, you know, you don't want to. I mean, I like joke about it in my act, but like the only time I ever felt weird is like anytime like a woman would walk by, I would be like, okay, I can't look like I'm going to like tackle her into this. Like if I'm opening the door, I have to be very like, I'm a friendly guy. Like there's no reason to fear me. Cause I mean, I have a fucking creepy white van. Like you have to be aware of how you might look, but in New York, no one cares. In some other places, you might get some looks, but in New York, like I would have just be like reading in it when my door's open and people walk by and just be like, oh, I guess that guy lives in this van, you know?
Have you ever like camped overnight in like Montana, Wyoming, and like those like beautiful like camping areas?
Not like, I didn't do a lot of like kind of out there stuff because most of mine was for comedy, but I was, you know, in small towns. I did a festival down in California and I had to sleep kind of just in this kind of remote California town where I was like, you know, I am the only one fucking here right now. And that's a little like creepy because you are just like, you know, the wind all of a sudden you're like, is that somebody? I don't fucking know. But yeah, overall it was fine.
Did you ever order like Uber Eats to your van?
I didn't. I had sex in the van a couple times though.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's good.
Can you order Uber Eats to a van?
I don't know. I mean, there's no address.
Food was the first thing I thought of. You're like pussy, and I'm like DoorDash.
What about wings? What about some wings for your boy? Yeah. That's good. Could you have some little treats delivered to that thing, or what are we talking about here?
Please tell me you had a fridge, right?
Yeah.
A little fridge.
No fridge. No fridge. No, no toilet, no shower. No, this was
a bed.
Like, it was a bed in a van.
A bed, yeah. A bed.
Yeah, I like, it's not, I'd kind of describe it, it's not van life, it was life in a van. It's very different, you know? It was like,
like,
yeah,
living in a car.
It was living in a car. But I could like lie down, I couldn't stand up in it. You know, I'm like too tall to like fully stand up in it. So, but it really was like, I would get up, I would go, leave the van all day, and then I'd come back. Like, I wasn't trying to, like, kick it in the van. Because, like, what the fuck is, like, I didn't have the internet. Like, I'm like, what are you doing there? Like, you're just kind of hanging out. So, I was like a street dog, basically. I would leave all day, and then just return to my little cave at night and pass out.
You ever get a weird noise where you were deep sleep and something woke you up?
Not like that, but, like, a lot of times, like, you know, you'll just, like, in New York, like, I was parked at, like, I was parked in Williamsburg at this park, and you would just hear guys, like, fighting or arguing and stuff, and you're just like, fuck, I just hope they don't, like, I don't care, whatever, you guys are gonna do what you're gonna do, but just, like, don't bother me. Yeah, don't lean on the van. Or in Philadelphia, I woke up to just a couple of fucking Mexican grandfathers kind of sitting outside of it, and like, hey, how's it going?
Man.
And then I come out, and like, how's it going, boy? Hola, amigos.
Holy shit, the evergreen fight guy. Holy way.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
No pets. No pets in it.
No pets. I did, before I moved out of mine, I was parked across a woman who looked like she was living in hers, and she would leave every day with her dog. Off-leash dog in New York City, which was crazy to me.
Yeah, there's too much of that.
But she would just, like, the dog was so trained, he would just follow up behind her. But yeah, I like for like a week, I was parked across. Because you start to notice the other people living in, like, you're very aware of,
like. Yeah, they're unhoused.
Yes, yes, that was part of the community. We're not homeless.
How did she look? How did she?
She actually looked like she had her life together. Like, the dog looked healthy. It wasn't like, yeah, like, crust punk dog. It was like, this lady looks like she made a choice to live here. Maybe travels, maybe got a job that's like remote or something. But yeah, she was, I saw her and I met this couple, it was like young kids who were like living in more of like an RV and they were like European. I think they were like traveling in the US. I mean, you meet cool, weird people doing it.
Yeah.
I've performed at a couple like van festivals, like as like they'll hire a comic to like be like entertainment and just perform for all these van life people in Oregon and California.
Did you become van guy during the pandemic?
Basically, yeah, I bought it in the spring of 21, and like as comedy came around, I did like a tour from Portland to New York and back, and I made a documentary about like comedy coming back.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Is like, that up somewhere now?
Yeah, it's called Back At It. It's on my YouTube channel, just Jake Silverman. So we did that. Yeah, so we just interviewed people, we interviewed comics and lived out of the van. It was just me and a cameraman for a month.
Oh, yeah, check that out, man.
Yeah, it was cool. And then, yeah, I just was like, this is the easiest way to tour, really, and just kept doing it.
I feel like I could live in a tour bus.
Yeah.
Tour bus would be nice. There's a bunk, there's a driver, there's a toilet.
I need the driver, a toilet, a shower.
Yeah.
And some sort of kitchen.
Yeah, no, I had none of that. I was, you know, brushing my teeth in a McCarran.
Bucket?
No, like I would go to the fucking park bathroom and like wash my face. And yeah, I mean, yeah, it wasn't pretty. I'd go to Planet Fitness to shower. Mm-hmm. I would hang out at the library a lot. I basically took on the life of a homeless man. I would just like, and you kind of were in the same circles as them. Like, I would be at the library and I'd be like, you know, I'm doing work, but then you'd look up and you're like, I look just like these guys. And one of these guys is talking to himself right now. So, yeah, I was that dude. But it was fun. It was cool.
And so, have you sworn off that life now?
I mean, I haven't like sworn it off. I still own the van. I parked it at my parents' house in Minnesota where I'm from because like I didn't want to leave it here in New York now that I have an apartment. So I haven't sworn it off. I feel like I would probably want to downsize actually and just get a car that's like more gas friendly.
Then you'd sleep in what, the back seat?
I mean, now I know comics in so many mm-hmm. towns that I could almost like for sure find a couch somewhere. And mm-hmm. then if not, at worst, sleep in the car. But yeah, the van, it's like, you just, I mean, it's weird to say, but I didn't need that much space. Like I was, I don't know. I mean, I was just like, I think you either got to go big and get like the mm-hmm. nice van where you're like, yo, this is dope. Mm-hmm. Or just get a car that you can like do the gigs in. Because mm-hmm. the in-between is weird. You're like, I'm not comfortable really. But I'm also
can't
like
park anywhere.
And you're just kind of like, I don't know, like I just have a bed. Like mm-hmm. I really, if that's all you're using it for, then just have a fucking car that you can sleep in the back if you desperately need it.
Mm-hmm. Fuck yeah, man.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild.
All right. We're going to wrap here.
All right.
We're going to do a quick round of plugs and get out of here. Figs, where do you get a plug?
At Comic Mike Figs. Keep following the YouTube page. You guys are building it every day. I appreciate the love. Fake Talk will be premiering right after this, so go check it out. If you're in the city, come to the comic strip. I'm there Friday and Saturday, double four shows. Hit me up in the DMs. I'll get you in to watch your show. Yeah, at Comic Mike Figs.
Hell yeah. TheComedianJake.com is where I post all my dates. When does this come out?
So we stream live right now, and then it airs on YouTube on Thursday.
Oh, perfect. So yeah, this weekend I'm at the Comedy Cabin in Janesville, Wisconsin. And the weekend after that I'm at Comic Sense in Boulder, Colorado. And then I got a bunch of dates all through March and April. So check it out there. Instagram is TheComedianJake. All socials are TheComedianJake. And yeah, if you want to watch that documentary, it's on my YouTube, Jake Silverman. I also have a full crowd work special on there.
Back at it? What's it called?
The documentary is called Back at It.
Hell yeah.
And then the crowd work album that you can just search on YouTube, and that's a full special as well.
Awesome. Yeah. You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982. Wherever you listen to the show, you can also watch it live at gasdigital.com on Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Eastern. Use promo code TTI. You'll get a one-week free trial, which gives you access to every single episode of this show we've ever done. All of our power hours, one so far, but there will be one every month-ish. And when I say ish, I don't mean more than a month. I mean maybe less than a month. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Maybe.
Oh, boy.
Let's see what happens. If you have a story to submit for bad dates, bad things, or scary things, send it into thethingispodcast@gmail.com to be featured on the show. Listen on iTunes, YouTube, wherever else it's available to you. Leave a comment, subscribe, tell a friend. Every little bit of interaction helps the show to grow. And I think that's it. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll be back next week. Bye, guys.